Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
The New York Times apologized the other day for a political cartoon. It showed our president holding a leash and being led around by a dog that looked like Israeli President Benjamin Netanyahu. A fair comment on their relationship, except that Trump was depicted wearing a yarmulke and Netanyahu a Star of David. Some people found that kind of anti-Semitic. I did. The same day, a young man shot up a synagogue near San Diego, killing one person and injuring others. That led some commentators to say that liberals, including the Times and some leftist Democrats critical of Israel, are encouraging anti-Semitism. Really? Turns out the shooter wrote a manifesto. It was much like the one left by the guy who killed 49 people at a synagogue in New Zealand last October. Both manifestos echoed the beliefs of a guy who killed 11 people at a synagogue in Pittsburgh in March. All three men were obsessed with making sure that, quote, Jews will not replace us. Sound familiar? That's what white nationalist marchers chanted 19 months ago in Charlottesville, Virginia, where one of them killed somebody. The phrase is a key element of white nationalist belief. It holds that Jews are conspiring to replace white people in the U.S. by flooding the country with non-white immigrants. Financiers like George Soros, one of the right's favorite Jewish villains, are accused of organizing those refugee caravans on the southern border. Our president is vague about all this. Oh, he made gracious remarks about the San Diego shooting the other day, but at the same time he repeated something he'd said right after Charlottesville, that there were good people on both sides. That's not what you want to hear after a synagogue shooting. But if you're a white nationalist, that's just what you want to hear. You want people to think that whites are under attack, that immigrants are going to replace us all. You want people to think the real anti-Semites are the president's critics at the Times, in Congress, on the left, not the more extreme elements of his own base. Mostly, you want Americans to forget the one big difference between alleged anti-Semites on the left and those on the right. The latter are actually killing people. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.